Blackstone Audio presents Epilogue, a memoir by Anne Royfe. To Daniel, Zachary, Rachel, Violet, Ella, who continue. Each month the moon waxes and wanes, grows full and curves into itself, and becomes again a sliver of light against the dark sky. Each month the moon moves across the night, larger and smaller, crescent and full, three-quarters of the way, traveling back to the beginning. The tides come in with the gravitational pull of the moon, and then they recede as it sends its rays down onto the swelling waters, even when human eyes are closed. So time is marked. The tide pirates the dunes away from the shore. The sand returns elsewhere. Another village, another beach, perhaps, thousands of miles away on the shore of another continent. Time is the widow's friend, they say. But what they say is not always true. What I know is that time is moving forward while the face of the moon changes and changes back again, and I am here, suspended in time, like the fly I saw in an amber stone, waiting for release. This is a book about happiness regained, or not. 10 o'clock at night. There I am, standing at the front door of my apartment. I have a key, but will not use it. Instead, I turn the knob, because I have left the door unlocked. I left it unlocked, because I wasn't sure I could make the key work. For the 39 years of our marriage, my husband always pulled out his key and opened the door when we returned from an evening out. During the day, I left the door unlocked. We had a doorman. I trusted my neighbors. I found keys so subject to loss, so hard sometimes to turn, was it right or left that it should go? A man's responsibility. Was this a sexual reading of the act, a pun of the unconscious? Perhaps. But now, more significantly, it was a protest against the loss of something far more necessary than a key. My husband, H. It was not a beautiful bonsai. It was a scraggly dwarf of a few twigs that still held their green needles. Two of the branches were bare. Nearby.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?